Vosa, we're continuing the rest of Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis 114b, and we're picking up in the wide lines right before the Mishnah. Well, third wide line of Doraisalo. So the Gemara suggests, remember, we're speaking about Masiach Lafi Tumo when people voluntarily offer information. And the fact that Halacha considers that information to be solid and reliable, since it is unsolicited. But the Gemara suggested that we only accept Masiach Lafi Tumo information in rabbinic matters. But are we to say that in biblical matters it would not be valid? There was once a story of a man who of his own volition volunteered the following information. And he said, Zichurani keshani tinok umerkubani al kasefo shel ava. I remember that when I was young, my father took me on his shoulders. He took me out of school. He took me to the mikvah. He removed my clothing. And he immersed me in the mikvah in order to eat truma that night. Rabbi Hanina's version of the story ended the following. My friends used to separate themselves from me and would call me Yochanan, the one who eats challah. And based on this testimony, Rebbe went ahead and established this young man as a Kohen. So from here you see that even for biblical matters, Masiach Lafi Tumo, you know, volunteering information is legitimate, to which the Gemara answers, B'chuma D'Rabbanon. We're talking about Chuma D'Rabbanon over here, therefore it's not a Raya. B'akati D'Araisala, is that true still in biblical matters? We will not rely on unsolicited information. V'ha, ki aser Rav Dimi Amarav Chana, Kartigno, Barmule Rav Acha Kartigno, Mishtoi, Mais Mishtoi, so Maisa Ba Lifnei Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Va'omri La, Maisa Ba Lifnei Rabbi Betino Ke'echa Shemaseach Levi Tomo Va'omar. So there was an episode with a young boy who came before Rabbi, and of his own volition he volunteered the following information. Va'omer, Ani Ve'imi Nishbinu Labein Ha'akum. I and my mother, we both were taken captives. When I went out to draw water, I kept an eye on my mother. When I went to collect wood, I kept an eye on my mother. And based on this testimony of the child, which essentially was that his mother was not violated, so Rebbe allowed the mother to marry into the kuhuna, to which the Gemara says, Bishvuya hikilu, can't bring a rye over here, either because in a case of shvuya, in a case of a woman taken captive, Chazal ultimately were makel to rely even on a testimony that otherwise would not be fit in other circumstances. Avalo yikos esoho. But remember again, the Mishnah said that if my swarm of bees flies into someone else's field, I could go ahead and go in to retrieve my bees, but I can't cut off the branch if the bees settled on the branch. So Rabbi Shmuel teaches, and Rabbi Yochanan Memroka teaches, that one of the Tanai Bezdin, one of the stipulations upon which Eretz Yisrael was built, is the idea that if my swarm of bees leaves and settles on a branch in my friend's field, that I have the ability to go into his field and cut down his branch in order to save my swarm. Now, obviously, I have to pay him for that branch afterwards, but I have the license to destroy his property in order to save my own. And furthermore, again, I'd have to pay him the value of his branch, literally from the value of my bees. Now, it doesn't literally mean I have to pay him the value, eventually the value of my bees. What it means is I have to pay him the value of his branch. Furthermore, again, and we'll learn this Mishnah later on, that if, let's say again, I see that my friend's barrel with his honey broke, and I'm transporting a barrel with wine, and in this situation, honey is more expensive than wine, so I go ahead and I dump out my wine in order to go ahead and save his honey. The halacha is that when I return to his honey, he is chayiv to reimburse me for the value of the lost wine. Again, we'll see in the subsequent Mishnah the parameters of that halacha. Utnai beznu shei mefarikes eitzav atoim pishtan shel chavero v'notel d'mei eitzav mitoch pishtan shel chavero. Same idea that if, let's say, I am transporting wood and my friend is transporting flax. Let's say his donkey dies, and he needs help transporting his flax. I could offload my wood, even to my detriment. I lose the wood in order to save his flax, and I could collect the value of my wood from his flax. In other words, if I sacrifice something of mine in order to save something more expensive of my friend's, I am entitled to reimbursement for my loss from my friend's assets. Shamanaskein hinchol Yoshua liYisrael es haaretz, because it was on this condition, ultimately, again, that Yoshua, it allowed Klal Yisrael to inherit the land. In other words, that this was what these financial conditions or these financial realities were built into the very inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. All right, we'll see. We'll stop over here. Eretz Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening. Looking forward to continuing with everyone tomorrow.